We are on Appendix 14. And Appendix 14 has Part A and Part B. And this was also discussed in the Executive Committee. And if the Commission will recall, when I was presenting the report of the 59th session of the Executive Committee, I had explained that we had, under any other business, an item which was presented by the Secretariat, and that was with regards to the amendments being proposed under Part B of this Appendix 14. And if delegates can quickly go to paragraph 134, of Alnom 07/30/3, that's the report of the Executive Committee. If you look at paragraph 134, and the explanatory notes are given in paragraphs 121 and 122. Sorry, I looked at the wrong paragraph. I'm directing the Commission to paragraph 134, and the explanatory information is given in the preceding paragraph, paragraph 133, and 133 says the Secretariat informed the committee that a review by the Secretariat had found that most of the proposals could be considered for adoption. However, in Part B of Appendix 14, the Codex Committee on Food Additives proposed changes to the existing subsection on food additives and contaminants in the section relations between commodity committees and the general committees in the procedural manual. And if this proposal was adopted, a reference to contaminants would be lost in the subsection, as no alternative or complementary text had been received from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. So indeed, this was a self-term measure to ensure that we didn't lose the text that was related to food contaminants. And the Executive Committee agreed with the proposal from the Secretariat, and I am seeking the endorsement of this Commission, of the Executive Committee recommendation, which is contained in para 134, that the Executive Committee agreed to a proposal from the Secretariat and decided to recommend to this Commission to defer the adoption of the amendment proposed in Part B of Appendix 14 and request the Secretariat to review the current sessions format for commodity standards and relations between commodity committees and general committees for consistency in conjunction with the pending proposal from the CODES Committee on Food Additives, with a view to preparing a revised proposed amendment which would be submitted through the relevant committees where possible and executive committee to the 31st session of the Commission for adoption. So I'm asking for the Commission to endorse this recommendation from the Executive Committee. In other words, we shall adopt the amendments in Part A of Appendix 14 and defer the adoption of the amendments proposed in Part B. I see no objections from the committee. Sorry? United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The United States does not believe that this is an expeditious way forward for CODEX. The Committee on Food Additives has considered the issue of relations between CODEX, general committees, and commodity committees, and has drafted a text that we believe, if adopted, will clarify the roles and responsibilities of commodity committees and the CCFA, and will facilitate the subsequent integration of commodity standards into the general standard for food additives. Rather than have the Secretariat prepare a new revised text, the United States proposes that this text in Part B be adopted under a heading of food additives in the section of the procedural manual starting on page 95 in the English version, and that the Committee on Contaminants be instructed to quickly develop a similar text that would be included in the procedural manual under a heading of contaminants in food. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. Well, it's saying the same thing what we have said in a different manner. Well, it's a question of delaying this amendment for a year to give the opportunity for the Committee on Contaminants to come up with a proposal. So we'd really go with the recommendation from the Executive Committee. We are not rejecting this amendment, but we are holding it up for a year to allow the Committee on Contaminants to come up with a similar text. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair. Well, Australia thinks that the US makes a very interesting comment and solution. I think there has been a lot of discussion at CCFA on this issue, and any further delay, I think, is probably not the best thing in this case. So we would strongly support the USA's intervention. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Australia. And the food contaminants seems to be the lone baby, because in actual sense, what we are saying is we don't want to have this elimination of the paragraph that will also eliminate the concerns on food by the food contaminants. But if it's the sense of the committee that we can go without the requirements for food contaminants in the manual for a period of year, assuming the food contaminants will come up with a proposal, that would be adopted by the 31st session of this commission? Sorry, we have to consult at the high table because now that nobody is talking for food contaminants, the chair has to protect the food contaminants. I'm told that the host country of the contaminants is now willing to speak. Netherlands, please.
Finally, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that we are in a catch-22 situation and that it doesn't make a great difference whether we follow your proposal or the proposal from the Secretariat or the proposal for the US, from the USA. In the first proposal, I think we have a gap of a year which doesn't reflect anymore the actual situation with the committees, and in the other situation we have a gap relating to the contaminant committee. I personally, as a chairman, prefer the last situation that we take a practical approach, that we follow the proposal which is now on the table from the Additives Committee, and that we repair it next year by a proposal of the Contaminants Committee.
Thank you, the Netherlands. And the only baby I was protecting has decided that he or she can go on his or her own. And that means if we go by the proposal from the United States of America and as supported by Australia, then Appendix 14, Part A and Part B can be adopted. Any objections from the floor? Then, thank you very much. Part A and Part B of Appendix 14 have been adopted. Again, having protected the only child, the food contaminants, I'm also in a dilemma in which approach that can be taken to ensure that food contaminants come up with a proposal that can be ready for adoption by the next session of this commission. And let me ask the Secretariat for some proposals. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a practical matter on how to proceed more efficiently and more speedily manner, of course, the Contaminants Committee can start the drafting of the section on the relations of General Subject Committee and Community Committees from the scratch. However, if the Commission so agrees, the Secretariat can extract the elements regarding the Contaminants Committee that are now being lost from the procedure manual and provide a preliminary draft to the Contaminants Committee so that Contaminants Committee can start its work on the basis of Secretariat draft. And once the Contaminants Committee come up with a new text that will be forwarded to the Commission, then we can make sure that, for instance, if we follow the same procedure as in this year, that the Executive Committee will have a look at those texts and make sure that the consistency would be ensured between the proposed new sections and the current sections. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. That makes me a bit comfortable. And that will ensure that we will have problems with the contaminants text for only 1 year. So I think as Commission we can agree that the Secretariat will prepare the text proposal that can be looked at by the Codex Committee on Food Contaminants. Thank you very much, and that will be our way forward. We are now through with Appendix 14. Can we look at Appendix 15, please? Any comments on Appendix 15? I see no flag, then the Commission has happily adopted Appendix 15. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this agenda item. And I wish to invite the Commission to start looking at Agenda Item 5. That's Draft Standards and Related Texts at Step 8 of the procedure, including those submitted at Step 5 with a recommendation to omit Steps 5, 6 and 7. And those submitted at step 5 of the accelerated procedure. The document is ALNOM 07/30/5. I hope we have all been able to see the document we are going to make reference to, and can I invite the Secretary to introduce the agenda item, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The relevant documents for agenda item 5 are ALINORM 07/30/5, ALINORM 07/30/5A, which contains all the comments submitted, well, not all the comments, the comments submitted in good time. And we also have a number of LIM documents that contain not only the late comments, but also the comments submitted in relation to the standards and related texts advanced to the final step by the committee meetings that met in April and in May. And the delegations may take note that very busy Codex session schedule would not allow delegations to send comments and have them translated into all languages. So we have to operate in a situation where you may have only original languages for certain comments submitted. Mr. Chairman, my suggestion would be for the Commission to walk through the documents presented in Annex to document Alinom 07/30/5. The first document or first draft text submitted for adoption at step 8 is draft maximum levels for tin in canned foods other than beverages and in canned beverages. The actual draft maximum levels are found in Appendix 9 to Alinom 07/30/41, which is the report of the first session of Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. The floor is open. Any comments on this text being presented? European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Communities wish to raise the issue of the proposed standard for tin in canned foods. Members will recall that this has been quite a contentious issue in the Contaminants Committee for quite some time. The European Community has repeatedly put forward strong arguments for lower levels. We believe there are a range of good reasons why lower levels are warranted, namely that they can be achieved through good manufacturing practices, that there remain important toxicity concerns regarding tin, and that high levels are not needed for technological reasons, as put forward by many members. We also believe it would convey a very good message to consumers if the Codex aimed for as low a level as is reasonably attainable. However, we note and are disappointed that we are isolated in our position. And while we therefore maintain our reservation and would wish to see it quoted in the report of this meeting, we do not propose to block adoption of the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. Don't feel isolated. The chair will protect you. Any other flag, please? Seeing no any other flag, then the text is adopted as step 8, taking note of the reservation of the European Community. Next, Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second item on the list is the proposed draft code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ochratoxin A contamination in wine. This document has been developed by the Contaminants Committee, which agreed to forward the document to step 5 with the recommendation to omit steps 6 and 7 and adopt it at step 8, which is called steps 5 and 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. The text is open now. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reassure you that the United Kingdom fully supports adoption of this standard. However, we note that the original was prepared in the French language, and this has led to some minor linguistic and editorial points in the English version that we would like to raise. And so if the Commission is content, we'll pass these very minor linguistic comments to the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom, the custodian of the English language, and that will be appreciated. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We Japan fully support this this draft code of practice of disciple adoption A. And please, I'm not sure if this is the right time to raise this issue, but right after we decided to adopt the maximum levels for the 14 in canned foods and beverage, we would like to draw your attention to the Schedule 1 of the General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods. Currently, maximum levels for 14 in individual canned commodities, such as canned fruits and vegetables, are listed in the Schedule 1, and which was discussed at the last session of CCCF. And just because we have CSC decided in Agenda Item 4 to amend the format of commodity standards to refer to the GSCTF directly instead of stating the maximum level of each contaminant. Therefore, in line with the decision of CSC, we would like to propose to delete all the provisions of individual canned commodities and replace them by the newly adopted maximum levels for canned beverage and canned foods other than beverage, or at least probably we would like to seek some clear guidance from the Commission to the CCCF how to avoid the discrepancy or double standards in the codex standards. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. We had a closed discussion on that document, but the Secretary would like to clarify your consent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The implications for adopting the draft maximum levels 14 was indeed discussed in the last session and the first session of Contaminants Committee, and the committee, in the understanding of the committee, I believe these draft maximum levels were forwarded to the Commission, and all existing maximum levels 14 covered by the new maximum levels 14 in canned foods other than beverages and canned beverages will be overwritten by the maximum levels adopted in the by the Commission a few minutes ago. This having been said, this Commission also adopted half an hour ago amendments to the format of the commodity standards, and that would imply that the reference to the general standard for contaminants will be referred to instead of stating maximum levels. Now we will face more the question of more pragmatic nature, whether the Codex Secretariat will have the capacity to fix those changes in a few weeks and publish the all revised commodity standards in time. We will certainly commit ourselves to do the best efforts to apply the new format to the Codex Alimentarius, the new version of Codex Alimentarius, which whose preparation will start shortly after this commission. But at this stage, I cannot make a firm promise that the new formats be applied to the new standards. So, but on the matter of substance, if the Commission so agrees, it can endorse, it can note that the new maximum levels 14 will in fact be applied to the all commodities covered by the new standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification, and that note will be included in our report. I had the flag of Argentina, please. Argentina.
En realidad Argentina se quería referir al proyecto del código de práctica sobre ocratoxinas, porque ya habíamos empezado a discutir ese tema, para decir que Argentina apoya plenamente la adopción de este proyecto. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I see no any other flag, then the text is adopted at step 5H. Can we continue to the next text, please?
It's flashing. So, do you hear me now? Okay. The third item on the list is a number of food additives provisions in the general standard for food additives, and some of them are step 8, others are forwarded for adoption at steps 5 and 8. The actual standards or draft standards are included in Appendix 7 of Alinome 07/30/12. At this point of time, Mr. Chairman, I would like to draw the attention of the Commission to the debate of the Executive Committee that took place last week, and namely the paragraph 8 of its report. The report states that the Executive Committee agreed that no consequential amendments should be made to commodity standards at this stage when adopting additives provisions in the general standard for food additives, while recognizing that inconsistency would arise and exist, will start to exist between the general standard and the commodity standards until the general standard would be finalized. The committee recommended that the Codex Committee on Food Additives give the highest priority to the completion of general standard for food additives, and the Executive Committee agreed to refer Annex 1 of the working document that was presented to the Executive Committee to the Committee on Food Additives, and to recommend that the list be forwarded to active committees from the Food Additives Committee as appropriate. And the Annex 1 I just mentioned lists all inconsistencies that would arise as a result of the adoption of the draft and proposed draft food additives provisions as part of GSFA. I have another point to make, but probably I shall come back at a later time. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. So two things to consider here. Adopting the proposed text from the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants at step 8, step 5H, and also endorsing the recommendation from the Executive Committee contained in para 8 of the report of the 59th Executive Committee meeting. And the floor is open. I see no flags. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En el caso del texto que se nos propone, en el ALINOR 0730-12, apéndice 7, en general Cuba está de acuerdo con lo que se propone, excepto en el caso del ALITAME, cuyo nivel máximo Cuba considera que es extremadamente alto para bebidas lácteas en la proporción de 100 miligramos por kilogramo, tomando en cuenta que este es un tipo de aditivo que se adiciona a bebidas de un gran uso común poblacional, como la leche con chocolate, yogur para beber, y que puede ocasionar riesgo a la salud de los consumidores. Por lo tanto, Cuba tiene reserva y pide que se revise en este listado el caso del indicador que se propone para el ALITAME. En cuanto al párrafo 8 del texto, no tenemos ninguna objeción. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba, and we shall note your consent and also note it as a reservation. Any other flag, please? Cuba, if I might come back to you again, please. I heard you mentioning that you are concerned with the levels in milk products and chocolates, and could you specifically, if you are looking at ALNOM 07/30/12, Appendix 7, and could you be a bit specific, which food category are you having reservations on?
Formulando reserva específicamente en el caso del aditivo ALITAME y sobre los alimentos que tienen que ver con los lácteos y productos lácteos.
Thank you, Cuba. We have noted that. Okay.
Gracias, señor presidente. Gracias. De hecho, solo quería adicionarle que las pruebas que hemos hecho en nuestro país prácticamente prohíben su uso. Solo para aportar ese dato.
Thank you, Cuba. And I have Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I just bring a general inquiry on the whether Codex has the consistent policy on issues like this? When we come across amendments on the horizontal standards, do you have by default, you know, the consequential amendments to the vertical standards? Is that a normal practice, or now you are giving exceptions for food additives where the horizontal standard has been amended, but the vertical standards, you are a bit hesitant to make the consequential amendments? Can I have a policy on this, please?
Thank you, Singapore. That is what we discussed in the last commission, and it was revisited again during the 59th Executive Committee, and the Secretary has also explained, but I take the liberty to request the Secretary to explain again. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. There is no doubt in the importance for the Codex Alimentarius to produce, revise, and maintain a Codex Alimentarius that is consistent in itself. However, we have a number of issues and factors to take into account as to the real updating process of the Codex Alimentarius. One of the factors is that horizontal committees have its own meeting cycles, its own schedule of work, and in this case, the Committee on Food Additives is being engaged in the huge task of completing the General Standard for Food Additives. On the other hand, Codex committees are meeting less frequently. Most of them are meeting at 18 months or 24 months period. Some of them have been adjourned sine die. Therefore, they can undertake any work or consultation only on the basis of correspondence. Therefore, when it comes to the discussion of the technical justification, it is not always easy to ensure timely interaction between the Additives Committee and Commodity Committees. Therefore, I believe that the Commission has a strong feeling that the Codex Alimentarius should be consistent as much as possible, and if consistency exists, they should be tolerated to the extent necessary and should be resolved as soon as possible. But the recommendation that came from the Executive Committee is that for the sake of not intervening and delaying the work of Codex Committee on Food Additives and to engage in the clean-up process of flushing out the differences between commodities standards and GSFA at a later stage, the Exec Committee endorsed this recommendation that consists of two-step approaches. So that means that the inconsistencies will arise and will remain for some time, but they need to be resolved earliest at an earliest time. Mr. Chairman, because I have a microphone, I'd like to draw the attention of paragraph 42 of the Commission's report from the last year. The document reference is Addendum 06/29/41. And there are a few bullet points under paragraph 42 regarding the same issue. And the Commission did take a position last year that would read as follows. When provision for additives for inclusion into GSFA results in amendments to additive provisions in Codex standards, consequential amendments should be made to the relevant standards, and that the report of CCFAC should include a table showing the existing additive provisions in Codex standards. So that was the position taken by the Commission to resolve any consistency on the fly and the earliest possible. However, after 1 year's exercise, the Commission and namely the Food Additives Committee find it difficult to do it simultaneously. On one hand, the completion with GSFA, and on the other hand, the making consequential amendments to the commodity committees. So if the Commission agrees to the recommendation from the Exec Committee this year, we will be in an awkward situation to validate the second bullet point from the report of the Commission last year. So therefore, the Commission needs to suspend the decision that was taken by the last year's Commission for the time being. So this is some decision to be taken by this Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Singapore is comfortable, and
Indeed, the recommendation from the executive committee was just to ask commission to revisit its decision made in the last session and to agree that the food additives committee shall, it's contained in paragraph 8 as was read out by the secretary. The committee recommended that the Codex Committee of Food Additives give the highest priority to the completion of the GSFA. And the sentence prior to that, the Executive Committee agreed that no consequential amendments should be made to the commodity standards at this stage when adopting additive provisions in the GFSA, and did recognize that inconsistencies would exist between the general standard and the commodity standards. So in actual sense, we are suggesting that we withdraw our decision of the last commission meeting and adopt the recommendation as provided by the executive committee. Seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the text from the food additives and also endorse the recommendation as provided by the executive committee. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next text, please?
I blessed it. Do you hear me? Okay. The fourth item on the list is proposed draft amendments to the International Numbering System for food additives. The actual proposal is contained in Appendix 13 of Document Arinomu 07/30/12. The current step is steps 5 and 8. If these amendments are to be adopted, it would require a number of consequential changes to the existing Codex Commodity Standards because they refer to INS numbers. But again, I would commit that the Secretariat would do the best efforts to revise and assign new INS number that are mentioned in relation to the additives that are contained in the commodity standards. But I would just like the Commission members to accept my statement that we do on a best effort basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. It's open to the floor for any comments. Can we then adopt the text at step 5A, 5H? Also, the undertaking from the Secretariat that they will look at the, they'll revise the INS in the commodity standards. Seeing no flag, then the text is adopted and we are also endorsing the commitment from the Secretariat. Can you also go to the next text, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item, the last piece of work being put forward by the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The 39th session of Codex Committee on Food Additives agreed to forward 20 specifications for the identity and the purity of food additives on the basis of the recommendation from Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives. these specifications are for adoption by the Commission at step 5 and 8. The specifications are set out in Appendix 14, Part 1 of the said CCFA report. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any comments from the floor, please? No? Thank you. Then the specifications for identity and purity of food additives arising from the 65th JECFA meeting as can be found in ALNOM 07/30/12 Rev 1, Appendix 14, Part 1, adopted as Step 5-8. Next, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we are looking at the works forwarded from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. The first item is the proposed draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, and namely quick frozen coated products, salted fish, and relevant definitions. The actual text is contained in ALINORM 07/30/18, Appendix 2. And that is, as has been indicated in the report of the Fish and Fishery Products Committee, upon the adoption of this draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, the codes of practice for frozen, battered and breaded fish, and the code for salted fish will be superseded and need to be revoked. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. The floor is open, please. Secretary, again, please.
Chairman, the text forwarded from the fish and fishery products have been referred to endorsement by Food Hygiene Committee as far as hygiene provisions are concerned, and Food Hygiene Committee recommended some amendments to that section. Therefore, the code is for adoption by the Commission with the understanding that the hygiene provisions have been amended by the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Again, I'm inviting for comments on this text. Seeing none, then the text is adopted, taking into account the amendments from the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, and also the recommendation that we revoke course of practice for frozen, buttered, and or breaded fish, and that for salted fish. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is the proposed draft amendment to the standard for canned sardines and sardine-type products. The proposed draft amendments has been moving in the step procedure following accelerated procedure, and the current and final step is step 5, accelerated. The actual amendment is found in Appendix 3 of document ALINORM 07/30/18. On the labeling provisions, Codex Committee on Food Labeling was consulted, and this committee endorsed the labeling provisions, noting that the amendment would allow for a choice of qualifiers and that it was not the intention that national legislation would require all four qualifiers all together at the same time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. Any objections from the Commission as to why we shouldn't adopt this text at step 5 accelerated? Seeing none, then the Commission, Peru, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Sí, solamente para manifestar que el Perú está de acuerdo en términos generales con la propuesta del anteproyecto de norma. Gracias.
Thank you, Peru. Morocco, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le Maroc voudrait juste se féliciter du résultat auquel nous avons abouti aujourd'hui. C'est un résultat que nous avons obtenu avec consensus, avec compromis. C'est le fruit d'un travail entamé depuis 1999 à partir de cette même salle. Nous ne pouvons passer cet heureux couronnement sans féliciter et remercier le président du comité produits de la pêche pour la patience qu'il a eue pour mener nos débats. Enfin, je réitère aussi mes remerciements à Madame la Présidente du comité étiquetage qui a su, lors de la dernière session, couronner ce compromis. Enfin, je terminerai en insistant que pour consolider ce résultat, il serait opportun d'aborder avec le même esprit la révision de la procédure d'ajout de nouvelles espèces de poissons dans les normes du Codex qui nous est proposée comme nouvelle activité. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Morocco, and congratulations to the chair as mentioned, the one for Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products and the one on food labeling. And again, as Commission, we should also congratulate the parties, Morocco and the other people, the other countries, for agreeing to make sure that there is some progress, and the history is that it has taken us quite a bit of time. And as a chair, I'm really encouraged by this spirit of trying to see that some progress is made, and would encourage the other committees to follow suit what has been experienced in these two committees, so that we can also have progress on the other texts which has been discussed for a long time. And we really appreciate. Seeing no any other flag, then the text is adopted. As presented in Alnom 07/30/18, Appendix 3. It's adopted as step 5 accelerated.